Welcome back to hour number two of the Sane Asylum, episode number 153. It is July 2nd, and we now spell that J-E-W-L-I-E. The holiday weekend for most of us, and it's an honor to be joined by co-host Frederick C. Blackburn, the legendary Blackbird 9, and equally legendary Paul Tapete from Poker Face, and we're exploring an alternative reality where, as Michael Collins Piper suggested many years ago at American Free Press, when Paul and he were both writing for them, you should be president, Paul Tapete, and in this variant timeline, Paul Tapete is president. And so we just went through hour number one of discussing some of the key issues to turn this country around, and now you get to chime in. So the phone number is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. And as we're waiting to see if some callers will chime in, I would be curious, President Tapete, to get your thoughts on what we do to eliminate the poisoning. In my own natural medical training as a doctor of oriental medicine, you have the perfect triangle of body, mind, and spirit, and the Bagelites have really been poisoning generations since the 80s and certainly into the 90s with glyphosate, the heavy metals, cancers, and toxins like mercury, aluminum, as well as who knows what else in these deadly bubonic Jew jabs, as well as feminizing males with a lot of estrogen mimics such as bisphenol A lining all the SpaghettiO cans. And then you have this this relentless onset to break the minds of these young people and trying to suggest that the degeneracy and deviancy of homosexuality and transgenderism is something admirable when it is something to be despised. So what do you think, or what can we do to get these people eating healthy? Would you be open to banning all GMO, Frankenfoods, all chimeric GMO, yeah, transhuman experimentation? I recommend, as your advisor, that it is all immediately banned and all those things burned to the ground. Your thoughts?
Yes, back to heritage seeds, heirloom seeds, using the electric culture. Inner cities use the hyperbaric culture. Large warehouses that are pressurized and double the CO2 and twice the atmospheric pressure. Things grow big, very big, and add the electric culture to that as well. But there's no reason why we couldn't be eating healthy food that's grown large and relatively quickly, nutritiously, and that's using the natural method and not using the pesticides like we are now, killing everything in the soil, but actually using the copper and getting the actual steel stuff out of the soil because it rusted and dries it out. But we have to go with the ways that work, man, not the ways that profit, and the things that, you know, growing the food that way, you're growing it organically. I mean, you're not doing anything to the food except giving it what it needs. You know, the sun, the soil, and the electromagnetic energy going into the soil. So, hey, man, that's a whole new science people should be enveloping. Like, maybe in large fields where you're planting corn, maybe you have towers. Maybe you throw magnets on it at the bottom of the base and really magnetize the soil so that, you know, it's enriching the acres instead of just like my little garden out here, or, you know, the one that I'm building for next year, the 50 by 70. But yeah, I'm thinking that there's whole better ways of doing things and employing people. You know, don't need robots to do this. People could do it with machinery. Dude, you give a person a good tool, it makes a job fun to do, man. You know, so You give the farmers the tools they need in a different kind of growing environment instead of the way they've been doing it with the spraying of the pesticides and the fertilizers and all that, and learning how to grow with copper in the ground, or copper radiating from a central point outward. However, it has to be done. I mean, it's so new, the field, that, or renewing of the field. I mean, people knew this generations ago, but we're relearning it, and quickly. Let's use the tools that we have at our advantage, the technology, like, you know, the instant messaging, where I can talk to a fellow farmer doing it and say, hey, man, this really worked, and wow, instantaneously a million people can can be adapting and learning at the same time. And that's how we should be using, you know, the tools to educate, to bring us all up at the same level, man. Like, you know, boats on an ocean, man. Let's all rise together. Like, you're rising media, baby. And I don't have jealousy for anybody that's doing better than me. If anything, it makes me want to do better. So don't try to complicate my life trying to get there as well. I don't fear you coming and being equal in terms of you know, lifestyle or in comfort level or whatever. Hopefully I can teach you to get there so that you're operating at a higher level. You're not in a negative, misery, depressed fucking mode. You're in a positive, you know, I want to share life and gifts with mode. And, you know, people tend to vibrate at that energy, want to share at that energy. And, you know, we lack good teachers, man. Lack good teachers of life, of morality, of just ways of doing things better. We don't have the big brother system, man. We have the dog eat dog, stab you in the back fucking world. And I want to kill that. I want to kill that. I want the brother helping brother, man. I wrote a song about that where brother trust brother from the get-go, man, and see how fast and quickly things can be built with love and friendship and trust and faith. Okay? Don't have faith, you got nothing, man, whether it's a friendship or a relationship with father.
Wow, that's really inspirational. Frederick, your thoughts and any questions or directions you'd like to go?
Mr. President, how do you propose to deal with the possibilities of mass starvation here in this republic? As we've seen over the past 3 years, dozens and dozens of our major meat processing plants are being burnt to the ground, yet we never hear of any arrests. And so we just want to know, you know, do you see that this is part of a larger agenda to create a Holodomor 2.0 here on American soil, sir?
Tex Mars talked about that many, many years ago. Very bright brother, especially when it came to the Bakelites. He warned us repeatedly. Created some awesome, awesome books. I don't know if you have had any of his books, but I highly recommend them. And
most
definitely.
That's why I've gotten really into the electroculture, because it's something that we can do relatively cheaply. We got a lot of copper lying around the house. Start with that. I haven't used it all up yet. I'm still stripping wire. I'm still just taking care of what I have here at home before I start buying the stuff from Lowe's, which so far is the cheapest of the different grades. Like, I want to work with 6 and 8 gauge grade in terms of thickness, whether it's like grounding the large poles into the ground, the 4x4x14s, and then creating a grid across, you know, 10 feet high above all the food, and then putting like, you know, one major tower in the middle, which everything's grounded off of. So that's going to be the beginning of my experimentation next year when I got, you know, hopefully things set up as I build it this year. But teaching others to do the same thing so they have greater bounty in their gardens. Teach them how to the store, whether you dry it, you can it, you freeze it, or you dry ice it. What is that new one that they have out now? Freeze drying it, which you can keep stuff for like 25 years. Which that one costs like $4,000 to $5,000 for a machine, which is, you know, like, even out of my price range right now, I don't have one. But I do have dehydrators. I do freeze, like the berries and stuff that we get from, like, right now we're getting like gallons upon gallons upon gallons of blueberries. Like, I have friends coming over to help me, like, home and freeze in their own freezers, because I got 87 plants generating like nobody's brother right now. So blessed.
Awesome.
It's so meditative. Like, my front door neighbor, she comes across and she always cooks these awesome bakeries for my kids from the eggs that we give her and other things. But she feels the same way. It's like so meditative, Paul. I come over here, I'm talking with God, I'm just, you know, listening to the birds chirping, and, you know, once in a while a deer will come up and like go through the berries with you. And it's just, it's so meditative. Like, I get my time, quiet time, to talk to Father. And thank him for the blessings that I'm picking, like, one berry at a time, you know. And you have to be specific with that berry, because if you pick two, man, you might get that green one right next to it that's not ready yet, man. So you got to be
right.
Get into this rhythm, this thing, and just you block out all the other noises except the natural ones that are just coming at you. You're not hearing any radio noise, TV noise, no street noise. It's just the birds, you, the blueberries, and just communing with your creator to say, wow, thank you for the beauty and thank you for the food. It's organic. I mean, I've never tasted purple sweet blueberries. Like, they've had the time to become the optimal ripeness that they're ever going to become. The damn things are sweet. Otherwise, wow. Blueberries are a little sour, man, you know?
Right, right. Yeah.
These are full ripened, and they're purple and delicious. So if you come up, Giuseppe, man, you know, you still got a week to come up and pick some. Come up for Forefather's Day, man.
Possibly. But, you know, President Tepete, one of the great threats to your administration in every country the last decade or so has been this ridiculous empowerment of the World Health Organization. And producer Sam, if you could cue up clip 5, it's interesting that the Satanists and the Bagelites are trying to create this global medical tyranny where all in nation states abdicate their individual rights as people, as an individual, for their own bodies, and then localities, states, and it's absolutely ridiculous, and nobody's going to go along with it. But 2 years in a row, they've tried to get the UN vote, and of all the people, check out Australia beat it back. Last year it was Africa, and this year Australia sabotaged the effort. So let's listen to clip number 5 and be inspired.
Awesome.
This week represents a rare victory for Australian sovereignty. A victory for common sense, decency, and humanity. And a victory against the sprawling monster of unelected, unaccountable foreign bureaucrats at the United Nations World Health Organization. You'll recall the World Health Organization proposed to change their health regulations that guide member states in the event of a disease outbreak like COVID, from guiding member states to being mandatory on member states, including Australia. This would have represented a complete destruction of Australian sovereignty and a fundamental reimagining of the powers of the World Health Organization. Last December, the Liberal National Morrison-Joyce government voted in favour of these changes, yet many sensible countries voted against, and the proposal was lost. Undaunted, the United Nations World Health Organization tried again this year. After months of heavy criticism, one nation and those opposing these measures have had a huge win. The final report from the International Health Regulations Review Committee, released this week, has dropped the proposed changes. The United Nations World Health Organization will remain an advisory body. Dystopian demands, such as allowing the World Health Organization to make binding health orders, overriding state and federal control, have been tossed out. This includes the proposed powers that would have allowed the World Health Organization to control systems for proof of vaccination or vaccination status, quarantine procedures, citizen travel and mobility, forced vaccination, lockouts, lockdowns, mandatory detention, and other completely unacceptable infringements on people. Gone is the universal health passport or vaccine passport that was going to control the ability of citizens to travel between countries in a permanent capacity. It was decided that this would raise ethical and discriminatory concerns. A global digital vaccine passport will no longer be developed under the committee's powers for now. The committee will remain confined to actual public health emergencies rather than potential health risks undefined, removing the widely held fear that their scope could be extended to climate lockdowns and other human rights abuses, which would have been possible because the United Nations World Health Organization.
All right, there you go. That is a rare win. Frederick, your thoughts, and then we'll turn it over to President Tepete.
Oh, that was just a phenomenal pushback from Australia, because you look at poor Australia, and it seems that they got so sucker punched in this whole Kalergi plan so early on. They're like South Africa. You know, we're kind of behind their timeline, but you know, you got to look at South Africa and Australia and New Zealand. It's like, that's our future if we don't change our ways, right?
Absolutely.
And for the Australians to be able to jump in, organize, and throw this World Health Organization out on their ear where they deserve was just, you know, a great win indeed. So back to you.
President Tepete, how about that? A real rare win, because Australia was really getting their ass kicked for the last couple of years with these petty tyrants locking down. Same with New Zealand with that disgusting beast, Jacinda Ardern. But what? How do you feel? Are you inspired by the Aussies stepping up and beating down those parasites at the World Health Organization?
That was awesome, man. I mean, if anybody's been jabbed to death, has been the Australians. I think they got the two shots and the four boosters mandatory. Poor things.
Yeah.
They just killed off that whole society. And I don't know, man. I feel for them really badly. But as president, man, I would, first of all, withdraw from all the organizations, and then I would declare war on them and destroy them.
And, excellent.
Make them non-existent, you know, on any level, anywhere, that they can't, you know, hurt anybody anymore.
Hear, hear. Huzzah. All right. The phone lines are open. 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. We've got our first caller. Welcome, Scott from Arizona. What's on your mind? You have a question for President Tepete in this alternate reality.
You know, all these, you go like the Lowe's and they'll have a patent number on the vegetables and stuff. They're doing this to the animals, too. How are we going to cleanse this Franken stuff that's getting into everything? And another thing around here, a lot of that trees and stuff are dying. Absolutely. I don't know what the cause is.
Oh, go ahead, Paul. Scott's question was, how do we purge this satanic Franken food? And then his second thing was, Scott's noticing that in Arizona, a lot of trees are dying because they're probably from the spring. So your thoughts, Paul.
Well, the Franken food, like just initially, try to find a Mennonite or Amish, you know, that lives by you, that's farming, man, because they generally have access to real meat. Until we can basically outlaw these Franken foods, lock Gates up or execute him if he's found guilty of serial murder through his vaccines.
Right.
Like him, just have to be stopped, and any of his organizations that are creating these vaccines and Franken foods. It just has to be stopped, and we have to stop it. People have to stop it. You know, whether first of all, we don't purchase it, and second of all, actually shut down the factories and put the people that own them in jail. Worse.
Absolutely. I mean, this guy Gates, I mean, he's a genocidal psychopath. He's propped up to be something he's not, and it's just the power that they wield, Frederick. And I know you've done a lot of research into this with these NGOs and these philanthropy phony organizations that in reality are just a way to skirt government regulations. It's just amazing and unbelievable that this psychopathic murderer is lauded as somehow helping the planet when he's publicly stated for decades he wants to lower the population 10-15% or more. Frederick, your thoughts?
Right, and he says, and we can do it with vaccines. You know,
yeah, yeah.
That
exactly.
Should be a giveaway.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But, the whole idea of approaching this like President Tepepe is doing is just looking at this Jewish capital as warfare, and that, you know, we talk about it. So my question would be, Mr. President, at what period of time in grade school do you think it's early enough to start training children on the protocols of the Elders of Zion so they can protect themselves from all these NGOs using this bad chicken swinger capital against them?
Dude, my first words, like, as a kindergartner were Rothschild, Rockefeller, and bankers are bad. My mom was saying front seat of the car while we're waiting for my dad to get, you know, off the train coming back from work from teaching at the college. And I would repeat them, and my mom would turn around and gas like all way and be like, shh, boy, you can't talk about this to anybody, man. Don't think you're insane. So I'm like, okay, bankers are bad, but I can't talk about them. But I learned about them, and for the last 50 years, I've fine-tuned my knowledge on them. Now, on our last disc, we were going to have a last insert, but we never had enough money to put it out. But we were going to dumb down the 24 protocols to a word or a sentence, so, you know, humanity could understand what the game plan for them was. And then offer the 24 protocols a solution for each one of the negative ones. And I never got a chance to print that out. But you never know in the future, man, when I actually get some time not having four little kids. When the four little ones are bigger and they're on their own, they got their own things going on, and I don't have to wipe, you know, butt or anything like that, then maybe I'll find a time to actually put that together. But this is what they're doing to you, and this is what we can do so that we don't, you know, succumb to it. And it never got put out. But
that's the noble cause of wiping the butt of freedom, President Tepete.
Yeah, future for your freedom fighters, man. Yeah,
there you go.
God warriors, brother. They love their Christ.
All right.
Make another comment.
Go ahead, Scott.
I've heard that they're using like aborted baby stem cells for flavor enhancement, and recently they're taking these children and harvesting the organs and get some kind of adrenaline something out of them.
Adrenochrome.
How many seconds do you think those people should live?
They shouldn't live, but I'll defer to President Tepete's plan.
Yeah, they'll be tried and executed for their crimes against humanity, especially the children. You don't fuck with the children, anybody.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, great call. And we're going to move on to, I know this guy, the man, the myth, the legend, Paul from California. Paul, welcome. What's your question for in this variant timeline for President Tepete?
Love.
Hello, Paul. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I just heard that buzz, and as soon as you started speaking, I acknowledged that I am here, and I love so far what you guys have been talking about. I love this concept of this guy being president. Now, Giuseppe knows that I usually run for president myself on an anti-Semitic white nationalist platform, but so far, no success. So what I would like to ask this kind president here is, if he would consider a new cabinet post in his administration, which I would nominate myself to fill, we're going to call it Minister of Jewish Special Treatment. And I promise you, with Giuseppe's recommendation, you won't be disappointed in my efforts in this office of a Jewish special treatment.
Now, so, how about the King of Care program?
And, you know, part of this program I would institute would be a special protective Jewish vaccination, because we know the Jews are a persecuted class and they need special inoculation from the persecution that they've endured. So if you will empower me with this office, I will see to it that every Jew is properly vaccinated. Do I have your approval, sir?
Well, they believe in it, so why not, man? I mean, it's something that they... Dude, look at Israel. I think they were as vaccinated as Australia was, man.
Crazy.
But I don't know if they got the placebos or not. They probably get the placebos. So.
Well, I have right now my special staff working on a formulation par excellence. So I did enjoy your talk, though, about the growing food and everything. It's fascinating. And I missed a good part of the first hour, but have you ever heard of or read a book called Secrets of the Soil by Peter Tompkins and Christopher Bird?
I didn't hear the last word. Secrets of the Soil. Oh, no, right.
It is absolutely excellent. I highly recommend it. And it talks in there about a lot of very kind of exotic means, including what the concept of biodynamic agriculture. And I stumbled upon this book back in the 80s, just at a bookstore. It's funny, I had it in my hand. I was going through the picking up books and looking at them, and this one guy sees that I have the book in my hand. He goes, "That is a great book." And I said, "Oh, really?" He goes, "Yeah." And I bought it. And like I said, yeah, Secrets of the Soil. I highly recommend it to you or anybody who's listening.
Check into Lectriculture with Matt Roeske, R-O-E-S-K-E. He's been the renewer of this information in our timeline right now. But Lectriculture on YouTube, you can get into it pretty quickly. Matt Roeske is the guy. I think your mind will be blown.
Nice. I will do so. And I enjoyed your description of the blueberries. Sounds awesome.
Thanks, brother. They love pine needles, pine soil, pine trees. That's the secret.
All right. Well, enjoy the show. I enjoyed the show tonight. Thanks. I'll let you go for the next caller.
Paul, thank you so much for the call. I'm sure we'll be in touch soon. And I have to say, thanks to the dual spearhead of my wife being investigating simultaneously when President Tibeti brought up electroculture to me, we implemented it in our raised bed gardens here in rural Stafford County. And we were getting all kinds of zucchini and squash and beans weeks before we joined. My wife on Facebook joined this Stafford County gardening page or whatever they call it, channel. And people are saying, yeah, we're getting close. And it works. And we put some in by asparagus in a raised bed, not in a raised, like a, and also artichoke, and they're just exploding. So it works. Electroculture is the real deal. So let's move on to our next caller, Vinny from Indiana. Welcome, Vinny. What's on your mind? Hello, Vinny. Are you there? Hello, Vinny. I guess Vinny may have moved on or dropped off. Let's move to Michael from California. Michael, welcome. What's on your mind for President Tibeti?
Yes, good evening. President Tibeti, how are you, sir?
Good evening, Michael.
Yeah, how are you? How are we going to defend ourselves against the digital currency? What steps do we take when they start to outlaw the cash and confiscate our bank accounts? Well, are we going to go to a barter system, or what's your platform on that for the new money system that will need to be to be defended, to take defense?
Well, if I'm president, man, cash would be king. Cash would always be king, and there would be no central bank digital currency at all, or allowable. So, and okay. the money would be back with there. First of all, there would be no Federal Reserve. That'd be one thing that would definitely be gone, and the income tax that they're part of, the robbery. So it's they wouldn't be around, man, and we'd be fully armed.
Something that will be backed by gold again, then? What our currency will be backed by gold standard?
Doesn't have to be gold. It could be gold with silver, with palladium, with titanium, marijuana, things that are intrinsic value, man. Things that don't lose value. Guns, weapons, whatever. Okay, it doesn't have to be gold.
President Tibeti, will you be doing any shows? Will your band be doing possibly any shows in your immediate area? Any type of concerts where we can get awareness out through your shows and gathering of people to heighten the awareness of the dangers that we face going forward with the current government?
Freedom 11 next year, next 4th of July. We're taking off this year, which is a rarity. But we're finding a new location, and we're growing. But it's 4th of July, freedompalooza.com. And the best people like Mark Herkey, he's an awesome brother, militia from Michigan. And people like him come speak. They're fearless. You had Jim Rizzoli and Diane come down and speak, too. They've been doing some awesome investigation into the Paula Hook Scannity. And yeah, Freedom Palooza is where truth is spoken and where the enemies of freedom that hate us to convene. So it's a 3 day, two, three days camping where you meet your future friends and where patriots become friends. It's one of our mottos. And that's a place where we can all gather and exchange some killer information. So make plans for next 4th of July.
Look up Freedom Palooza on the website.
Yep.
Okay, thank you, President Tibeti. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we've reached the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned after these messages for the final 30 minutes with President Tibeti and then the King of Sunday Night, the one and only Robert Rabel and Incendiary Radio. Take over.
So excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Remarkable alternate reality where we have a true leader in President Paul Capete, and one of his trusted advisors is none other than the courageous Frederick C. Blackburn, a.k.a. Blackburn 9. BB9, is there any topics that you would like to see in the Capete administration and are advocating for that we have not yet discussed?
Mr. President, when you do your concert on the White House lawn, will you be in need of a good monitor mix engineer, sir?
Hell yeah, buddy.
I was like, I'm calling dibs on running monitors if we do a big show.
Yeah, Danny would love you, man.
Yeah, Paul Frederick has a long history of being involved in music, both doing some tunes and behind the scene as a killer sound guy and all that. So why he's a natural.
Why is it always the artists that are always pushing the fucking envelope for fucking freedom?
Isn't it true? I mean, has to be. All right. Well, I see that Vinny called back, but first let's take Ed from Chicago. Ed, welcome to the show, and what's on your mind for President Capete? Oh, it dropped. All right, then let's move to Vinny, called back from Indiana. Vinny, welcome. What's on your mind for President Capete?
Well, President Paul, I want to see if you will support the following constitutional amendment. I got it right here on my phone. I'm going to read it off to you.
All right.
All right, just one second. Just hold on. I got it. It is... Here it is. Let me put my glasses on. Okay, it's called the Medical Freedom and Liberty Act. The United States government and its agencies may not compel or deny any medical procedure, treatment, or substance, whether by force, detainment, fines, taxes, or the withholding of benefits. You got that?
Okay, well, the compelling thing with gender transition, I'm not cool with that. That would be, so okay, continue.
Yeah, the point is that amendment was written by a man named Forrest Moretti, and he's a pretty prominent anti-vaxxer. He wrote it back in 2016, long before COVID, and he runs a website called My Incredible Opinion. He has a lot of really good information on the whole vaccine. He wrote a book called The Moth and the Iron Lung, about how, you know, polio most likely was caused by toxins in the environment, things like DDT destroying the stomach, lining of the intestines, so that the regular routine viruses that in the body normally it deals with can cause polio once it gets into your nervous system, which wouldn't happen if you didn't destroy your digestive tract. And he's a really interesting guy. He's a musician. He used to work in television. He worked on Dawson's Creek as a sound engineer. So he's a pretty interesting guy. But, you know, I thought that amendment would have prevented the whole idea of forced vaccination.
There shouldn't be no forced vaccinations to begin with. And actually, most vaccinations need to go away. The childhood immunization needs to be looked at and then destroyed.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. I agree. And, you know, I got a question for both of you guys, too. Have you ever heard of a woman named, you're both in the music industry, or, you know, one was a music, you know, Giuseppe was a music journalist, you're a musician. You ever heard of a woman named Celia Farber? She was a music journalist back in the 80s and 90s, and then she got really heavily involved in the anti-vaxxer. She's an AIDS revisionist. She's pretty heavily featured in Robert F. Kennedy's book. You ever heard of her?
No.
Oh, I haven't heard of her, yeah. But I'm going to look her up. So that sounds interesting.
Yeah, she wrote for Spin magazine, and then she was a person who, she lost her career as a journalist when she came out in support of Peter Duesberg. But she's written like a lot of books on how, you know, the whole concept of vaccines and our understanding of AIDS and virology is just so heavily flawed. She's a pretty interesting woman.
Oh, cool. BB9 just shared the link. And Frederick, I'm sure you would like to get President Betsy's thoughts, since your current vocation is providing elder care, and what's being done, Frederick, to the seniors is just evil. There's no other word for it. So your thoughts on any suggestions to President Tibete for improved elder care?
Well, Mr. President, I was wondering if you could address how the so-called vaccines have been weaponized not only against our children, but against our elder community, causing such things as dementia, Alzheimer's, et cetera, doing a lot more harm than good, while these chicken swinger pharmaceutical companies are making billions and billions of dollars, sir.
Apart from the vaccines, you know how else they're killing the elderly? Because they tried to kill my father this way. They're killing them with steroids, like prednisone. In 1 week that they tried to kill my dad, I was talking to some, like a bunch of different friends, and they could each recount like an aunt or a parent or somebody that shortly after starting to be given steroids, they died like at levels like higher than they should be getting. And my dad was on a steroid, and I asked the doctor why the hell he was on the steroid when he was in the hospital. He couldn't have a normal bowel movement. So the doctors wanted to open him up and cut him up and, you know, make the next Mercedes car painted by opening up my dad. I was like, no way in hell that you're going to open up my dad. I laid some hands on healing with me and my drummer, who's also a healer. He does the chiropractic massage like I do. And we got the head talking to the stomach again. And the next morning he had a bowel movement, and the doctor came in and raged and said, what the hell did I do to my dad? I said, what you couldn't. And pissed him the fuck off, man.
Way to
go. steroids. Steroids is another elderly killer, man. So if you know your parents or grandparents are on that shit, get them the hell off of it, man, before they get killed. Because once they get into the hospital, they'll triple it or quadruple it and put them into a psychosis that eventually like puts them into an early death. So,
can I say something? Yes,
establishment has to go away, man.
Go ahead, Vinny.
A big reason elderly people get prescribed steroids is that they're, you know, the doctor recommends they get the annual flu shot. If you've already had the strain of flu that's out that year and then you get a flu shot, what can happen is your body doesn't need the extra antibodies from the vaccine, and the antibodies attack parts of your body, and you get things like peripheral neuropathy. You get an autoimmune disease. And prednisone, in that sense, is if you get a severe autoimmune disease, prednisone, cortisol, suppresses the inflammatory reaction. So, you know, they shouldn't be prescribed. You wouldn't need the prednisone if you didn't just take the darn annual flu shot, which you may not need, and at most of 99% of the time it doesn't do anything anyway, and creates antibodies your body doesn't need that ends up destroying your own tissues.
Amen.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Thanks, Vinny.
Oh, great point. Well, President Tepete, we've got a question from one of the chat rooms in Rumble. Dave from 804 RVA asks, G-Man, Nigel Farage was just debanked, depersoned in the UK. How would President Tepete handle a situation like this in the United States?
Well, funny, Nigel, that happened to us in 2010 with PayPal when we had tens of thousands of transactions for our download MP3s. And we got this letter written back to us saying that they were discontinuing their account with us when we had zero complaints. And, you know, all of our customers were happy. And they decided that they were going to deplatform us. And basically, we've been deplatform ever since. Like, the last Visa MasterCard is trying to take $6,000 out of my bank account for 24,000 miracle transactions that occurred between 3 to 5 o'clock one March morning. And now they're saying that I owe $4 for each one of those transactions that didn't happen. So, I'm with Nigel, man. Obviously, create laws that don't allow that to happen. It's like, if you can't discriminate because of race and sex and all this other shit, well, you can't discriminate on banking either, man. And other jobs are, you know, or other businesses like that. I'm talking about like multinational businesses. I'm not talking about mom and pop shops. If they want to discriminate, they can discriminate whoever the hell they want to.
Well, of course.
Multinational corporations, yeah. You can't discriminate, especially if you're a bank. You can't take away my bank because I buy guns. You can't take away my bank because I might be into Q or MAGA or something else. Okay, that's just bullshit, man. And it's got to stop. And I've been a victim of it, man. So, not liking it. Hey, yeah. I'm not telling all you guys back then, but you guys all called me racist and hater and neo-Nazi and all this other shit that I'm not. But, you know, you all get called the same things now by the same asshole. So join the party. You're worth something.
There you go. Yeah, isn't it amazing, Frederick, how the bagel, I love that, has just perfected the art of weaponizing ad hominem insults without anything to back it behind it. Your thoughts, Frederick?
Oh, yeah, it's the casting of spells. You know, they've been doing this forever, and they're very good at it, and they realize that it transfers onto new technologies. And so now, instead of getting cursed, you get a nice notice from the Twitter team or the Facebook team saying, you violated our terms of service and you're now a non-person. You know, we've contacted PayPal and you're now a non-person. We've contacted Wells Fargo and Bank of America. You're now a non-person. Have a nice day. But this is what they do. And they, how could they get away with these type of things?
Well, we got to create our own banks, man. We got to continue to create our own parallel economy. And that's what we got to do. Rumble is an example of the parallel economy. So let's do it in the banking aspect now.
That's excellent. And President Tepete, what would you do as far as implementing the true First Amendment on all these social media platforms? I mean, they use all these weasel words to act like they have the right to censor when they don't. So, I mean, they essentially are the public squares of the 21st century, so shouldn't free speech be implemented with all the Twitters and the Facebooks and the YouTubes and what have you. There should be no censorship. Your thoughts?
With extreme prejudice, man. The only thing is limited, like, you know, just calling for assassinations. You know, just the obvious shit, man. Not because you got butthurt because somebody said something that you didn't like, man. Dude, we've had the most offensive shit said to us, and, you know, we're like, so what, man? You have the ability to say it. I'm going to have the ability to say it. So fuck off, eat shit, and die, man.
There you go. That's exactly right. And my follow-up question is, with this rampant possibility of these shootings now, a lot of them, the great Jim Fetzer, Professor Jim Fetzer, by the way, I spoke to Jim this week. He's successfully recovering from open heart surgery, and he's going to be back on the air soon. So what a hero. And yeah. I mean, the correlation between Big Pharma's psychotropic SSRI drugs and these shooters is indisputable, and yet what these satanic Marxists want to do is take away the guns when the guns are a useful tool to protect our freedom. What isn't useful is when these batshit crazy psychotropic goofs get access to guns. So well, how would you handle that?
Some Jewish psychiatrist that also helps with the programming.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
If you look deeper, like almost every case, they have some Jewish psychiatrist that's, you know, manipulating their, you know, the scene behind, you know, behind the scene. So it's like, dude, it's like we know who the trouble is. And, you know, if they're going to bring a civil war, cowboys versus commies, bring it, man. I want to be young enough to affect it and, you know, keep my kids out of harm's way while I'm doing it. And we have God on our side. We're the majority. And We're the righteous in the nation. They're the satanic blood, you know, blood sucking, child eating, you know, creeps, man. They got to go. They got to meet their maker, man. You know, because they need to meet the person that they killed and be judged by God at the same time. That's what's prescribed in the word.
There you go, Frederick. Your thoughts?
Oh, definitely. It's you know, when you realize that your administration really is up against the synagogue of Satan.
Well, I mean, his warning in Revelation 2:9-9, and his dissatisfaction with most of the churches, only happy with Philadelphia and Smyrna because they exposed and they told you who the children of Satan were. Okay, and that's who we are right now. We are the many membered body church of freedom. Okay. And our love for freedom is in our love for being the individuals that God made us to be so that he can, you know, feel that unique love that each one of us have for him. Because my love is way different than your love is, man. And he thrives on all of it. So, you know, let's get America loving again and the world loving again. And stop being like the Pharisees and, you know, being the bloodsuckers that they are. And basically let Eden be completely destroyed like the word says it's going to be. And let's just help out when we can.
You are the right man for president. This timeline's getting better and better. And I want to thank Vinny. That was a great call. And let's move on. We've got a new caller, Pat from Texas. Pat, welcome. What would you like to discuss with President Paul Tepete?
A couple of questions. They did use steroids to treat what they thought was COVID. Nursing homes, and then they wouldn't let you come in and do anything or find out what they're doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They did use it.
That's a killer.
I know the goal was to kill everybody. But I wanted to ask you, would you forgive Jews if they became Christians? Because Kiev, Ukraine was mostly called
Christ.
Messianic Jews. Christian Jews.
Messianic Jews still have too much Jew in them, but no, they truly have to become converted to Christianity. They can't have any Jew left in them.
Well, that is. When you become converted to Christianity, you are a Christian.
Right. Well, you know, Pat and Paul, and especially Frederick, knows a lot about this. We've had some problems in the past with conversos, haven't we, Frederick?
Oh, yeah.
They keep the law of Moses in their hearts.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they printed themselves.
I know what you're talking about. There's a good guy, a guy who teaches all about that. His name is Robin D. Bullock on YouTube, and he is a prophet, and he has explained that so well, well, even lately. So this answers all my questions, it seems like. But okay, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
Well, thanks, Pat. Well, Paul and then Frederick, I mean, you know, ideally, if you could really look into the hearts of these messianic bagels, maybe they're legit. And I believe some are. I'm not going to, you know, but to me, you know, I have a song called Action Speak. Haven't you heard Action Speak Louder Than Words? And when I look at the Sanhedrin letter and I look at what this current state of the Catholic Church and many and Hagee and all these other Converso Christians, that I'm not inspired by thinking that Messianic Jews are the way to go. First Paul and then Frederick.
They would always be suspect, unfortunately, you know. But if there is a true conversion, there is no more greater rejoicing in heaven than when one of the children of Satan actually truly does.
Sure.
The heart. But like you said, we can't see into the soul of man. Only God can. We can only judge by their actions and their fruits. And unless their fruits are consistent through their whole lifetime, it's, you know, it's always suspect, unfortunately. Sorry, it is. Your kind has made it that way, brothers.
Yep. Frederick, your thoughts. I know you have a lot of thoughts.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 109 times.
Yeah. There you go. That's good.
A lot more than that, brother, but yeah.
Yep, that is really good.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Paul, I stepped on you. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying there's so many expulsions that we're not aware of. You know, that number is greater than 109 is all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, thousands in 109 territories or countries.
You got it, brother.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Satan, you come born behind the eight ball. It sucks, man. It really does. But it doesn't mean that we as humanity have to, like, you know, give you the benefit of the doubt right out the bat. No, you have to earn it, unfortunately. And very few do. You know, there's very few Benjamin Friedmans out there, okay?
Oh, yeah. Totally agree with that observation. Totally agree.
But there's, like, Benjamin Friedman per generation, dude, is what I'm saying. You know, they're not many.
Yep. Well, you know, guys, this has been a phenomenal show. We're coming up to the last 5 minutes or so. So let me first turn it over to his trusted advisor, Frederick C. Blackburn, for final thoughts. And then give Paul, our beloved president who's righted the country, the final say. So go ahead, Frederick. What would you like to finish with?
I just want to say that this performance tonight had better get a Tony for really bad dinner theater next year. Really bad improv theater here. No, I have thoroughly enjoyed this, and it's so glad I was finally able to get up with you guys at the same time. And it's a big fan of, you know, Poker Face, your work all these years, and just really an honor to be here with you tonight, sir. So.
I got you, man. I got you. Always love talking to a fellow preacher that loves this country like I do.
There you go. There you go. And Paul, in the last couple of minutes, what are your remembrances of some of the epic Freedom Paloozas of the early part of last decade? I know Dave Gahari's mentioned he was at a couple, and you had some wingdings, didn't you?
Well, dude, we had Terry Sinclair, the guy that blew Obama in the back of the limousine in Chicago. I had him on for 2012 and 2014, which would have been Freedom Palooza 2 and 4. And, dude, you know, we're brothers, man. There's, you know, I'm not into his sodomy and all that stuff, but, you know, the rest of it, he's a patriot like we are. And I had a great old time with him. Mark Kirky always delivers, always great, man. He can stay on that stage for hours on end. And, you know, he's the militia leader of the United States militia, the true leader, man. And we have this guy, Art, who always closes every Freedom Palooza with 3 hours of just nonstop truth about the Bagelites. And he lives in Bucks County, too. So he knows better than most exactly the power that comes out of that county alone in Pennsylvania. And just the music's been awesome. Great bands, great original music. And I wanted to take it nationally, man. I wanted to have half a dozen great speakers, half a dozen great bands. But then we go into your town and gather the six best speakers on different topics that you guys talk about with six other bands that are local that are up and comers that have good original music, not cover, original.
Right.
Yeah, like 50, 20 shows during the summertime, and that I could have brought my kids along with us and just would have been a place to learn about your country, a place to learn about preparedness, maybe bring along a bunch of the preparedness stuff that we used to have back in 1999 before the Y2K. Some of the best preparedness shows this country ever had were going around. The only thing they were missing was the fucking music, man. And that's what I wanted to bring to it before the show stopped, because Y2K never happened and the preparedness kind of died down for a few years. But yeah, I would love to have Freedom Palooza merged with preparedness, people selling their gear and stuff so that they could come and one-stop shop, man. Not only do you get to hear great speakers, great music, but you leave, already prepared with stuff that you need. So that was the vision.
Oh, man, what a great idea. And then you weave into that, some of the really cool innovations in natural healing, the pulse emitting a magnetic field pads and C60, carbon 60, and really good CBD and all that. Man, you're onto something there, man. It's like a caravan of, would that be a, man, you're onto something there, Paul.
We leave you smarter, wiser, and truthed out, man, And with the
pump, how cool would that be?
Music turned to color fucking shit, man. You leave fucking face, so.
Yeah, that would be amazing. And I know for listeners who didn't hear the previous show, Paul is trying to put together a system where the various frequencies, especially the pure ones like 528, 440, are converted into sound. So not only are you touched by the songs, but you're visually moved as well. How cool would that be? Unbelievable. And
that's where we're at, man. So my words to America is refortify your faith. That above all else, man. Learn to pray, which is just having a normal conversation with your father. No special prayers or anything. Just have a heart-to-heart talk with dad, man. Christianity gets things convoluted with us. And, try to have faith of a child. It's needed now more than ever. And those that do have the faith will be protected, while those that hate him will be destroyed in its next.
And if you become a born-again evangelical Zionist Christian, you're not talking to dad. So,
sorry.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Paul Tapete, Frederick C. Blackburn, outstanding. We'll do this again soon. And here he comes, the king of Sunday night, the one and only Robert Ravolt and Incendiary Radio. Everybody have a great 4th of July holiday, and we'll see you next Sunday. God bless you all.
Robert. Touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.